Well, you're welcome back to the final part of this Monday's Lunchtime Live programme. Well, we're joined in studio, as always, on a Monday afternoon by our television and entertainment guru. I think that's the title we gave you last week.
I think that's
week.
What we're sticking with, Andrea.
Suzanne Cain.
Good afternoon.
Listen, thanks for joining us in studio again. Just before we actually go to Suzanne to take a look at what's to come this week, we're just going to have a quick look at what happened over the weekend, because the second episode of Ireland's Got Talent aired on Saturday night on TV3, and it was just as jam-packed as the season opener, with plenty of acts capturing hearts right across the country, but none other than a mum of two, Linda McLaughlin. Just take a listen to her rendition of Listen by Beyonce that blew the audience and the judges away. I had a performance like that, it's no wonder that Louis Walsh pressed the golden buzzer for Linda, sending her straight through to the semi-finals. Delighted to say we're joined on the line by Linda. Linda, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sitting here behind the mic singing away, doing my own Beyonce rendition, but it's nowhere near as good as what you did on Saturday. How did it feel when you heard the golden buzzer?
Oh, it was just... I only half remember. It was surreal. Watching the show on Saturday, I was dreading it, but I was loving, you know, I was dying to see it, because I didn't remember any detail. Like, my family were giving me all the lowdown.
I can imagine.
I didn't remember a thing.
You must have been a nervous wreck, though, were you, beforehand?
I was. I couldn't quite believe I was there and I was doing it. It was just...
Yeah.
It was weird. It was really, really strange. And so I did it. Now I really am.
And I know you were really, because they were obviously asking you about, you know, why you decided to audition, and like, was there anything that just sort of sparked that, you know, that decision to go and actually do it this time round? Or
no, just, I mean, somebody tagged me on Facebook, and like, you know, I've been out with a band like the past 2.5 years, and like, it is something that like I would have loved to have done years ago, like, but I just not that way inclined, and yeah. I, you know, just self-belief type thing. So I just, you know, I have kiddies now, and I'm kind of just gradually just, you know, not worrying about what other people think and just go out and try and do something, you know. So I...
Because I thought it was really interesting when you were talking to Lucy Kennedy, and you were talking about, you know, that difference between kind of the self-confidence and the self-belief, you know, for yourself to actually be able to go and do it, because it's such a huge thing to go and stand on a stage as big as that in front of everybody. But
They're two totally different things to me. I know I can sing, but putting yourself out there and everything else that goes with like a show like this, and like even this talking on phone.
Yeah. I hope it's not that terrifying. How has the reaction been since the weekend? Because whatever about, you know, when you're, I can't imagine when you're standing there and you're performing and you're singing and you're kind of waiting for, hoping somebody is going to press the buzzer. But when you get the golden buzzer, it must be just, you know, an incredible feeling for that to happen.
It's amazing. It really, really is. I still haven't fully taken it all in. Like, I really haven't. I really haven't taken it in.
Yeah.
I really haven't. I'm like, I just repeat myself all day.
I know. Well, that's fair enough. And just maybe one final thing as well. A lot of people, I know, even Louis Walsh himself had said that he was kind of shocked when you said you were going to sing Listen by Beyonce, just on the basis that he had described it as kind of being a really ambitious choice of a song, because it's such a huge song to try and sing. But obviously you completely nailed it. You must be delighted now that you did that.
Oh, I really am. I really, really, really am. I love the song. I've always loved singing it, and you know, the words have great meaning too, you know. And I was just delighted that I really thought I was going to lose it halfway through and just sound like a screeched rat, and I was going to be mortified.
you definitely didn't. We wish you the very best of luck, of course, with the semi-finals. And listen, thanks a million for taking the call and joining us today. Of course, that is Linda McLaughlin, who performed on TV3's Ireland's Got Talent on Saturday night. My thanks to Linda for joining us today. Now we're joined in studio by Suzanne.
Sobbing into my dominoes on Saturday. about watching Linda. Off, like, she's my favourite so far of Ireland's Got Talent. Mm. And she's so much raw talent.
Yeah,
I hope Louis minds her and that he channels her talent correctly. And you know what? I have to say, if you're not into reality series, you're not into that type of show, just watch Ireland's Got Talent on this Saturday night. Because you know what? I think in terms of Irish television, it is up there with the best. We're so used to seeing all of the UK and, of course, the US. But you know what? We're there. Like, even down to the set, it's there.
Yeah, so I was going to say that to you.
It's so good. Congratulations to everybody who's involved in it, because I just think it's incredible. Like, it really, really is.
Yeah, it's great production.
And Linda's kind of one of those stories that, you know, she's a 30-something-year-old mum who has two kids and, you know, had the confidence to sing but just didn't have the self-belief to get out on the stage. And I just thought, like, go
yeah,
for
absolutely.
It. Follow
no, she,
it. Like.
She did a really good story to tell as well. So best yeah. luck to her. And
we
all
love
involved.
A story. Everybody loves a backstory. I'm still trying to figure out what mine will be.
for your huge career change, Suzanne, one of these days.
Thing, but hey ho.
Now look, tell us what's happening on, I suppose, in the box as well as Netflix for the rest of the week.
Right, let's start with television this week. How's Your Driving is on tonight at 8:30 on RTÉ1. Now, when I read this first, I kind of went, oh, here we go. It's going to be like a celebrity driving show. Nonsense, not into it whatsoever. But actually what Simon Delaney has done is kind of uncovered that we as Irish, 2 million people kind of out on the road on their cars, we rate ourselves as quite good drivers. Now, you know, people kind of would say, do you know what? I'm not a bad driver. I'm fine. But he puts them through a series of tests, one being under the influence of alcohol, sending text messages, and you see what is really a kind of a game changer. There's a young lad and he has a pint and then he goes and does the circuit, which is on a track. It's all very controlled. And then the second time he has two pints and things change dramatically. Have a little listen. This is just a bit of audio from the show from tonight.
Can anyone honestly say that they've never broken the speed limit?
Simon Delaney examines Ireland's driving habits.
I consider myself a good driver with a few bad habits.
I'd be a confident driver.
Putting drivers through their paces.
Brick.
Oh! I just couldn't stop.
You've no control.
It was way tougher than I imagined.
And tests the nation's knowledge.
I don't know what a single one is.
I don't know.
There's no novice plates out in their day.
It's a great concept.
It's such a good premise. Do you know that for a show? Because we do. I think most people would class themselves as really good drivers. And the most interesting part as well is, I think, the under the influence one, because the young chap who takes the test, he actually passes the breathalyzer, but it has really bad repercussions when he actually gets out on the track. And also they talk to people whose lives have been devastated by careless driving. And everybody knows that ad. You might be familiar with it. Was it Gillian and Ronan Tracy, their little boy Kieran? And his face just rings true in my head every time, you know, people talk about drink driving, especially over the Christmas period. So it's kind of, I think, raises that awareness for people as well, you know, is that the damage can be done. It can be done very, very quickly. So yeah, so that's tonight, 8:30, RTÉ1. Now, oh, so excited, Andrea.
Next on the list. Go on.
Room to Improve is back. RTÉ1, Sunday night. That is the 18th of February at 9:30. Now, I'll put it to you this way. Dermot Bannon is like the Juice Bigelow of soft furnishings. Soft furnishings are essentially erotica for women of middle age like me. They are. He starts to talk about pillows and cushions and clean white tiles and, you know, covers for your sockets, and you think, keep talking, Dermot, don't stop. And the pinnacle of, I suppose, everybody's Room to Improve, you know, want is that this, the very first episode on Monday night, it just encompasses everything, Andrea. It's going to be Magella and Daniel O'Donnell. Yeah. He's doing their house. He's Room to Improving their house. If things couldn't get to the best of the ability of Room to Improve, he's incorporating Daniel and Magella. But you know what? Genuinely, messing aside, it's the 11th series. It's back again. And if everybody loves a route around other people's houses. And I love the way he kind of just juggles everything. Do you know, like, he gets so involved and people drag them into his lives, whether he wants to be there or not. And then there's always one contractor on it as well who, like, thinks he knows better than everybody else. So there's great interactions all the way through the series as well. So I'm excited to see that.
Okay,
very
so
excited.
It's Sunday
the 18th, 9:30. Room to Improve is back. Now, I picked this one for our Netflix pick of the week. It's a documentary. And based on Ray Darcy 2 weeks ago, Amanda Knox was on Ray Darcy, and people were left very confused by her. And I don't think people are aware that the documentary is on Netflix. You can stream it now, and it talks you through the whole story of what happened if you weren't familiar with the news story at the time. But it gives it from lots of different perspectives, mainly from Amanda Knox's perspective on everything that she went through, also the investigator on it as well, the policeman from Italy at the time. He gives his take on it as well. And then for another turn on it, you meet a journalist as well as to the stories that were being fed out and, you know, the headlines that we saw. You know, some of them were just outrageous. And, you know, he was like, you can't never review or never reveal your sources and where you get them from. But it was like, wow, like, it, you know, she was scrutinized really heavily. But the thing I really like about this documentary, and obviously it's true life because it takes you right the way through the trial, is that I promise you, until the very end of this, it will be so inconclusive. In your head, you will be like, guilty, not guilty, guilty, not guilty. And you'll follow that all the way through and you will see how they put all of the evidence together. Her take on it, Raphael's take on it, everybody's take on it.
So it's sort of a comprehensive kind of a look at the whole story.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. If it's something you haven't watched before, you're into that, and you know, obviously it's a very real story as well. Yeah. And because so much time has passed as well, bear in mind, you know, it's 11 years now since the murder of Mary the Kircher, that, you know, there's so much evidence has passed. Obviously, there's been three trials, you know, a Supreme Court trial at the very end there, and where Amanda was in the US and not coming back for it. So you see that as well in her home in Seattle. So I think it's a really, really good to watch on Netflix. Now, we're not going to the movies this week, Andrea.
Okay.
We're staying in this week. This is by far one of the best movies I've seen this year. Have a little listen and I'll tell you about it in just a moment.
Ma?
Jay, I thought you were in Sayers.
What was there that movie doing there?
Just collecting.
Collecting? Ma, don't tell me you took a loan off that beaten door bag.
I had to, Jason. I'm up to me neck and bills here. We'll be homeless if I don't pay them.
Why didn't you ask me for money?
She've no money.
Look, why don't we go to Marbella, man? I can earn a fortune out there, DJing.
It's all right. I'm on track to pay it back. Money coming into the credit union tomorrow.
No, listen, I'm going to talk to Dara. I'll sort this, all right?
No, Jay. You stay out of this, do you hear me? I don't want you involved.
So there you go. That is Cardboard Gangsters. It's now streaming on Netflix. It's an Irish movie starring John Connors as Jay Connolly. So basically the premise of it is a group of young lads from Darndale. And they're kind of, you know, they sell a couple of drugs. They make a bit of a living out of it, but they're not in the hardcore world of the bigger picture of Darndale and the drug scene there. But they decide that they do want to get into the big leagues of it and get bigger into the drug trade. But things unravel very, very, very quickly. And not everybody in Darndale is that willing to, you know, allow these cardboard gangsters, as they're referred to achieve the notoriety that they, you know, they think that they want or that they crave. I have to say, John Connors plays Jay Connolly in this. He's up for an IFTA. And I'll talk about the IFTAs about this in just a moment. But he is absolutely incredible in Cardboard Gangsters. I saw it a couple of months ago. Then it was played on TV3. Now it's streaming on Netflix. It is the most raw movie I think I've ever seen. But for it to come out of Ireland, for us to produce something like that, I think it's absolutely incredible. So it is nominated. The IFTAs, of course, are on Thursday
night.
That's
like this Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's nominated for feature film. Mark O'Connor, the director, is up for a nomination for as well. John Connors is up for lead role. Fionn Walton, who you might be familiar with him. He was in What Richard Did as well. He's an incredible actor. He's in it. He plays Dano in it. He's up for one. And then Fiona Hewitt-Tamley is up for Best Supporting Actress, and she plays Jay's mom, who's John Connor's mom in the role. I will say to you, it is very much over 18s. It is really, really hardcore. There's no silver lining. It's very, very raw. The language in it is hardcore, but it is honestly one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Okay, and that's Cardboard Gangsters, and it's on Netflix.
So it's on Netflix now. You can stream it now. And as I said, they're up for loads of IFTAs. I hope they do so well.
Yeah,
honestly,
okay. That's this Thursday night.
Yeah, this Thursday night. And John Connors stole the show. And people are kind of familiar with him from Love, Hate. Mm-hmm. And I think you have a preconceived notion of what he's going to be like. That I promise you, he's not. His acting is like... So yeah, Netflix, that's my movie choice.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, as always, Suzanne Kane with all of her information for what we need on TV, the cinema, and also Netflix as well. Yes. My thanks to you, Suzanne, as always, I should say, for joining us in studio again today.